Take one, take two, take three. This is my third day on my in a state of grief. I mean, like, dealing with the grief. It's actually witnessing people's pass away in a row, and it was like, it's shocking me. I never expect that this month will be like, not this month, but actually this year. Even from the beginning of this year started with a roller coaster emotion, like emotional roller coaster, like sadness. Feels like the world is crumbling down, but I just trying to like, no, it's not end. This is not the end of the day. This is not the end of the world like that. It is start from January 2024, when it comes to my birthday. Actually, counting the minutes like from the 1st January and to 2nd January, it start with my grandmother was sick at that time. Like, I used to like saying that we need to go to the hospital as soon as possible, because I don't know how to deal with that, because I used to like visit her. I used to visit my grandmother and grandfather every week, and I used to like having a small medical checkup for them, like checking the blood pressures and like something like that. Yeah, medical checkup like that, in order to like monitoring their health conditions. But at that day, on my birthday actually, my grandmom was sick, and I told my parents, I told my uncle, I told my aunt that we should go to the hospital. Like, she needs to be she needs to be like get a good treatment in the hospital at the very least. But yeah, my grandmom refused, and my rest of the family is also refused, considering that my grandfather was also, yeah, needs to be treated as well. It's such a plot twist that this is the third day of my grief moment. If you ask me, like, am I sad? Yes, I am. But I try to denial, like, not everything is just meant to be. I mean, like, I just, like, thinking about that way, like, yeah, it's just meant to be, and, yeah, God has planned, and so on, like, yeah, this is the good things, like, yeah, my grandmother is just, yeah, this is the, yeah, it's just the timing like that. I just trust the time and so on. But I'm sad. I never thought that she will leave me and leave my family like this. Like, this is very, very out of my expectations. I thought that she will have more day to spend with us this year, at least, to like welcoming the victory days. I mean, like, in Ramadan, like, because I'm a Muslim. Yeah, this is a Ramadan, actually. I was born in Ramadan, but in the exact month is January, but at that time when I was born in January 1999, it was Ramadan, and it was like the 15th Ramadan, so the moon was shining so bright. And then, yeah, I thought that I will enjoy this Ramadan, like Ramadan this year, I mean, yeah, but it's actually not. It is start from January, like everything was just, yeah, I see people pass away in a row, and it's very, very, I mean, yeah, it's just like, it feels like a dream. As if I have a chance to say it like that. I know, like, I used to argue with my grandmother, because like my grandmother is just like, it gave me a lot of standards, like, because probably it's because I'm the first grandchildren, I guess, or because I'm the first granddaughter, and yeah. Yeah, she always taught me that I have to be like this, I have to be like that, and even she dictate like what kinds of husband that I used to. Yeah, like that. She has her own criteria. I mean, like, she has her own type of my future husband, like that. Even it makes my uncle, my aunt argue with her, like, saying that it's Erlina's destiny to have a choice of her future husband. I actually have a wish that I could marry before my grandparents pass away, but turns out, yeah, everything is not just like as I planned. I mean, like, everyone has planned, but God has it on plan. I don't know how to say. Yeah, and I was with her in her last breath. It was started when my aunt called me and my mom that my grandmom has a headache, and when I was there, she did not tell anything. She hasn't said anything, so it's just like she's vomiting, and then her breath is like so heavy. But I checked her vena, like her blood. I mean, like, checking her hands, whether she has a how do I say, heart, like, tuk, like that. I mean, like, I just want to make sure that she's still breathing. Yeah. But yeah, she hasn't said anything. She did not say anything. And then we're calling ambulance. I actually call ambulance. I call many ambulance, but no one respond on that. I mean, like, one of the ambulance is not responding on me. I call the emergency, and then I call the hospital to send us the ambulance. So it has two ambulance came to me at the same time. But I told that the other ambulance to, yeah, we already arrived at the hospital. So in the hospital, I still make sure that my grandmom is still, like, still her vena, like, her vena, her blood, a vessel, like, yeah, like that. Her hand, I check her hand, I check everything. I check her feet, like, whether it is cold or not. But actually, I have no feeling like she will leave me on that day. I mean, like, I thought that she just, like, vomit, like, it's just like, there's something wrong when she ate something, when it is sour time like that. But when the doctor checked and said to me, I was actually there with my aunt, with my mom, but I don't know where are they when the doctor said to me that the brain is already died. So like the brain is already died and she will die soon. And the sanity, I mean like yeah, like the blood pressure like that, it's tend to slowing down. And I just like whisper to her like, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah." I whisper shahadat because I'm a Muslim, and the doctor said like, "Yeah, you should pray for her. You should pray for her and whisper on her." I don't think she hear me because like my grandmother did not say anything like, and at the time like suddenly her body like just like shaking, and I just hold her hand like, "Oh, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay." I just told her that everything will be okay. But I know that something bad might be happen. I cannot hold my tears at that moment, but I have to like cheer her up. I mean, like in the last breath, yeah, I was there in her last breath, and it's just only me with her. I see someone is leaving this world at that time. And the doctor bring it to the resuscitation room to give a CPR. Yeah, and asking for permissions of the family, like whether it is allowed to CPR. And I was like, I believe that my grandmother still can alive, even though that I know like the possibility might be like 0.2 or 0.3%. I just told the doctor like, "Just try your best, please just try your best," even though that I know that the brain is already died, so it's probably like in a minute or in a second probably like all of the organs will be die as well. And I and but the doctor said like when we doing CPR, it will yeah, it will harm her body because like the bones might be fractured like that. So that my uncle, my aunt, my mom said that, "Yeah, it's okay, we yeah, it's okay." Yeah, they say like just okay, they trying to like accepting the reality that my grandmother is going to die, and I refuse. I refuse that. I was stubborn on that moment because I know like we still have a chance. I mean, like my grandmother still get alive. Know there might be a change. I thought, yeah, even though that the possibility might be so small, but I'm pretty sure. And yeah, the doctor also doing CPR as well, but yeah, yeah, it cannot, it doesn't work, and she's passed away on 6:19. I still remember the time, the exact time the doctor when he said that my grandmom is already passed away. I cannot hold my tears at the moment. I was shocked, like, why it should be this day? I mean, like, I can't believe that this is too early for us. Like, my grandmother never complain. I mean, like, yeah, she used to complain about her health condition, but she tried her best to live her life. She always served my grandfather. I thought like the first one that will leave this world first is my grandfather, since my grandfather is always go back and forth to the hospital. She used to have he used to have coma for 40 days and 3 days, and then he back again to the hospital, so that my grandmother always always take care of him as well. Like, she even prepared the medicine, every medicine, like when it consumed for each morning, afternoon and night, because my grandfather is always like having a medical checkup every month, a laboratory check like that. I never thought that she would leave so soon. And I just remember that the moment, few weeks before she passed away, she told me that this year, in the victory days, like Eid al-Fitri, Eid Mubarak days, she told me that, do not buy me a clothes, don't buy me anything. Because last year, I used to buy her a new clothes for victory days, for Eid al-Fitri days. I bought her a luxurious traditional blanket, like what we call is a jarik in Japanese. And she said she want to wear that in this year, in the victory days. But 10 days before it happened, before the victory day, she left me. I used to bought her also a prayer, like a veil, like a veil for prayer, like we call it as mukena. And she refused to wear that because, yeah, my grandmother used to be perfectionist, like everything should be like, if it's not her choice, if she doesn't like it, she doesn't want to wear that. 2 days before she passed away, she told my aunt that she don't want to wear the veil that I bought to her. And then on the next day, the day before she passed away, she tell my aunt that, where is the veil that Erlina has bought to me? I want to wear that. I'm not even noticed the signs. I don't think that is a gut feeling that my grandmother will pass away. I know, like, my grandma is very, very strict, I know, but she's a good grandmother. I used to joke with her, with my grandmother as well, like there are lots of moments that I have with her. I will never regret that I bought her a gift in the last year. I never knew that she would leave me this year. I know, like, the reason why I want to record this, like, because one day I will replay this recording. The last time that I cry because I lost people that I love is my friend, my best friend, and now my grandmother. When my grandmother, after my grandmother passed away, in it's still in the hospital. People used to like leave a die person alone in the room, and it feels like, oh my God, I don't want to leave her. My aunt told me that you need to accompany her, even though that she has already died, even though she's already leaving us, even though that her soul is not even here. But yeah, I recitate Yasin with Tilawa for the last time. I recitate Yasin in Al Quran. I recitate it 3 times, if I'm not mistaken, in hospital. No, I don't care if people in the hospital will be annoyed with my voice or like that. I just try my best to, like, yeah, I don't want to leave her alone. That is why I just reading Holy Quran with a good recitations for the last time. Even though that my grandmother not able to hear my voice again, but I'm pretty sure that her soul is still there. I want her to hear me for the last time before she transiting to the another dimension, another life, another path. I bet her before she's buried. I also praying, as we call it, like praying for the people who already die. And also I follow all the rituals of burying her. And also my aunt told me that, yeah, in this year she want to wear the traditional blanket. It's called as jarik, kain, like that. And yeah, buried with her. And I was crying again when I'm leaving the funeral, like I'm leaving the graveyard. I cry again. It feels so uneasy. Even sometimes I just like remind by the last time I saw her. I just cry. I know there's nothing I can do except sending my prayers for her. I hope that. I'm so worried about my grandfather now, because my grandfather used to like everything will prepared by my grandmother. You know, like they are both a lovebird, they are both a soulmate. But now my grandfather lost his half of soul. I know, like my grandfather might be joking, like smiling in front of me, in front of us, but I know, like deep down, he feels so lonely now. That she leave us. I still can't believe it. talk too much. I know, like, I don't have a grandmother anymore. I don't know if I'm okay or not, but I just want to say that I'm not okay. Even though that I can say that everything will be okay, but I think like it's just a word. It doesn't relieve at all. But life is must going on. We are living in this world and it's already in a different world. Actually, yeah, my grandmother, my another grandmother, my another grandfather, and also my friends as well, my best friends, they are living in another world, and I have to continuing my life in this world. What I'm praying for tonight is that if it's a Lailatul Qadr, I just hope that the angels, please. Take care of my grandmother. Please, God, take care of my grandmother. Yeah. And I'm so sorry, my grandmother, if one day your granddaughter marrying someone who is not your type. I don't know, because like we never knew what future holds. I hope that I can meet my soulmate as well. I hope that I can meet someone who can actually understand me and know my imperfections. Accepting my imperfections, loving me, just the way I am. All of my weaknesses. Not only because I'm pretty. I'm not pretty. I'm not even pretty. I'm not even smart. I'm not even. No. I hope that I can find the love of my life and enjoying my life. I hope that, yeah. I hope that my grandfather is also will be strong to deal with these things. I know like this is heavy for him as well. Thank you very much for listening, guys. I know it's almost 30 minutes. It's really, really long. Thank you so much. I just have a message. If some of you might listening to this, random people listening to this, enjoy the moment, enjoy, and seize the moment with someone that you love, with your family. If you still have a parent, then love them. If you still have family, then love them. If you wanted to give them something, just buy something and then give it to him. My love language is a giving gift, so like even though that I'm broke, I have no money, but yeah, I like to give a gift for someone that I love. I know that sometimes you might argue with them. I know that sometimes you might have a clash with them, but that is how the family works. There is something, a connection that you never can live without. Even though that it is clash with your self, like you sometimes are argue with each others, but you cannot be separated. It's family. Thank you guys. See you when I see you.